Hey guys, Adzy here. First up, apologies that this is up so late if you've been waiting for it. Gonna blame unwell. I've got a bit of a cough. I've also had beer muter in there and a few beers, and also forgot to do it on time by Sunday. So yeah, here it is now. Much apologies again. This is Ari from the RNA, who is one of the directors and on the board at the RNA for competition. So he looks after a lot of the agricultural stuff, like the wine and cheese and that sort of things, all the cool things. And we just had a chat about the competition and how it works. I was there judging, and Joel was walking around taking photos. So yeah, have a great listen. Cheers. Aussie Beer Voyage is brought to you by Craft Punk's Canning. Craft Punk's Mobile Canning is a state-of-the-art packaging solution for craft brewers, cider makers, and artisanal beverage producers in southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales. Bintani. Bintani is a wholesale distributor proudly offering a wide range of the world's highest quality ingredients for brewing, distilling, beverage, and food manufacturing. Convoy. Formed in 2019, Convoy is the leader in keg pooling across Australia and New Zealand, disrupting the beverage and hospitality industry with its smart Internet of Things technology and innovative metal. Rallings Labels and Stickers. Rallings is a leading provider of high quality labels, stickers and packaging products. Established in 1930, they take great pride in their ability to transform your ideas into design concepts and printed products.
Awesome guys, well here we are with Ari. He's the, what is your role in the RNA competition here?
I'm a councillor on the RNA council. And that's the body that sort of oversees the governance of the RNA.
Yep.
And most of us are very heavily involved in particular sectional competitions.
Yep.
My job's to help oversee and steer the food, wine, beer,
yep.
And soon distilled spirits competition.
Excellent.
Here at the RNA.
And do you drink beer?
Oh, I do. I do. Yeah. I drink beer. It's sort of a coincidental thing, though.
Yep.
I'm very sorry to you and your audience for having to say that.
We don't have beers this morning because it is like 7:30 in the morning. When
I drink beer on the way to drinking some wine. Ordinarily.
Yeah.
And perhaps I should admit that's how I got involved. My role here at the RNA came about from stewarding at the Wine Awards.
Yeah, cool.
That we hold each year.
Yeah, so it's not just you're not just a boss that just organises stuff and points and stuff. You've actually done the stewarding.
I've done the stewarding.
Yeah. Know how it works. Same as the stewarding and the beer, because it'd be the same across competitions. The stewarding, I imagine, it's that blind tasting that they have to do, and you've got to organise all the exhibits and get them to the judges so that they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Which happens in the beer.
For the right person, the logistics of it themselves are quite fascinating.
Yeah.
As you say, it's really, at its essence, to facilitate a blind tasting on a pretty large scale.
Yeah.
And so, as you saw with the beer competition, and I think we had 48 judges and about the same, a few more stewards running around behind the scenes organising the beers to be presented blind in front of the judges on the tables.
And
there's a bit that goes into that.
Yeah.
And they're all volunteers.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
The RNA's a great community of volunteers.
Yep. So the RNA, like, it obviously runs a lot of these competitions. How long has the beer competition sort of been going, and what was the impetus for getting a beer competition going?
So we've looked back in the record. So the RNA is going to celebrate in 2026. It's only 2 years away. The 150th anniversary of the first Royal Queensland show,
Eka.
And when we look back in the records, we think that at about that time, there was beer being judged here at the RNA.
Yep.
We're gonna find out more about that. We're gonna go through, because of this 150th anniversary, we're gonna go through the archives and learn more specifics about the origins of that beer show. But it's fair to say, over time that fell away, and I suspect it waxed and waned.
Yep.
Such that 6-7 years ago, there wasn't a beer competition here.
Yep.
And there were a number of people saying to us, why?
Yeah.
And that was a pretty good question. Mm. So we got together a really great industry group, an advisory group. Chief judges like Hendo, Steve Henderson, and Chris Sheehan.
Yep.
Head steward Jocelyn Erickson, Anthony Clem, Lee McAllister Smiley, a few others, pulled together onto that group and helped us create a new competition effectively.
Yeah.
The work was done in 2018, first competition. It was relaunched competition in 2019.
Yeah.
Designed by the industry, really, from the ground up. And the RNA can do that. You know, it doesn't have a vested interest in how those awards and in our competitions are run. It wants to support and champion the industry that's represented. And so we've had great help from those people to launch the competition in its current form.
Yeah. And so running the competition, it's not just, like, it's all well and good for us judges and stewards. We just turn up for like a week, taste some beer, talk about it, and then we have a real cool celebration at the awards ceremony itself. And then we all leave with our awards going, that was cool. We'll see you next year. But it's not just that lead up of a couple of weeks beforehand, is it? Sort of going for quite a while with the beer stuff. Like, I know it is for beer.
Yeah.
Because we get it months out.
Like, yeah.
It's coming and you need to enter and what sort of stuff. So
we've got, as I say, we've got that excellent support in terms of making sure we're going in the right direction from the advisory group.
Yep.
And they've already met. We've already met.
Yep.
To review this year's show.
Yep.
And work out what we want to tweak for next year.
Yep.
So that sort of sets the agenda for the year ahead. And then got a great competitions team here at the RNA. So employees that are just experts, you know, probably usually come out of the events sort of management field.
Yep.
And very quickly learn the RNA overlay and sort of what it is that we're trying to do here.
Yeah.
In championing agriculture and increasingly these food and beverage products that are so intrinsically
entwined with it,
with agriculture. So they then sort of help us do all of the work behind the scenes to make sure that the word gets out, the entries come in, and the stewarding team's got some beers to start pouring when the judging starts.
Yep. The competition rules and that sort of book, have you taken it from like other competitions that you have and just applied it to the beer one and then worked out all the beer styles? Or is there something that's unique in the beer category itself?
So the pleasing thing is, you know, because we're us, you know, we're standalone.
Yep.
We can make that style guide that you're referencing, the particular categories that we judge, we can set those to whatever we want with the advice of our advisory group. And we can change it, and we will. We have changed it annually, we'll change it again. Again, in the debrief, we're talking about sort of particular categories that we might add for next year, where we think they're effectively where beers might be getting lost in sort of bigger categories at the moment. If we can pull them out and shine the spotlight on them in more specific categories, that's what we'll do. And as to the origins of it, there's obviously beer competitions in the modern age that have come before us, so there was inspiration drawn from them.
This
is what they were doing.
Yeah, because one of the good things is like the ABERS, the Melbourne International show that's on, beer show, your comp always runs with enough time that we get our feedback back before we enter that show, so we can look and see, okay, here's where these beers did well, what have we got in the production schedule coming up, can we get them in on time and brew them, make them better, or this is perfect but it'll start aging, like all of these little things. That's really, was that intentional or that's just
it was we you'll imagine the wine guys don't have quite the same luxury of going and getting to do vintage again in time for the next wine.
It doesn't
show,
sort of work like that.
but that was something we did with wine, even to give, you know, to be the first in a calendar year of the Capital City shows. It gives exhibitors the chance to get that feedback and effectively work out what they want to submit to other shows as the calendar progresses. So beer's that.
Yep.
But with the additional benefit of you being able to go and work on your recipes and get another brew.
Yeah, yeah, that's the good thing about beer. You can turn it around in 4 weeks, sometimes three at a push.
Yeah.
So that feedback is really good. Do you, another group externally to the RNA where all the other show boffins, like people in your position, all chat and be like, oh man, we've had this problem, and well, how do you fix this? You got some advice? Or
yeah, it's somewhat ad hoc, but it's regular.
Yep.
So we're pretty happy to host representatives of those other shows, particularly the Ag Society shows, up here for our awards, and likewise they're good enough to host us when we want to go down and visit their awards. And you inevitably talk about the common challenges and how people are trying to address them. A lot of that's about, you know, how do we make sure we keep the industry on side?
Yep.
The reality is you've got to be relevant or people don't enter. And that feedback that we get from the industry as to what they want.
Yep.
There's commonalities, of course, across the country.
Yeah. Do you find that as it's growing, that growth brings additional challenges, like for space that you need or just logistics that you need? Obviously, you guys don't always have, you know, 50 fridges lined up with shipping containers that are chilled and, you know.
There'd come a point where you probably had too many, but I don't think we're near that. The greatest constraint's really the time that we're asking volunteers to contribute to our show.
Yep.
The reality is, as you know, having judged here this year, looking at sort of 60-odd beers in a day is about the limit of human capacity.
Yeah. Everyone thinks it's a dream day, but they don't. And it is a good day.
You've got to write notes about each
one, don't
you?
Yeah. And not every beer is great, so you got to.
And talk amongst your peers, you know, about why you think a beer is good.
That's
And you know, that'd be embarrassing if you got it too wrong, I imagine. I imagine. So I imagine you're on your toes. But that's the constraint. So if we had twice the number of beers being entered, then we'd either need twice the number of people or
a longer period,
twice as long. Mm. And both have got their problems. You know, taking people away, if you were to run the show over more days, taking people away from their businesses, given how small some of these businesses are, you'd lose them.
So
we're conscious of all of that. We've been running at about sort of 20% year-on-year increase in entries since this was relaunched in 2019, as I said. And we've been able to accommodate that just by sort of incremental growth in people.
Yeah.
Hiring another fridge, that's okay.
Yeah, nice. You were over there while we were judging. I remember seeing you pop around and wandering around. You obviously get unfettered access to both the stewarding and the, and the judging side. Did you wander around and have a look?
I was very happy to talk with a number of the stewards and the judges, both sides of the fence. And it's funny, the stories were pretty similar in terms of why they were there.
Yep.
They were all there because they were either madly in love with or very intimately involved in the beer industry.
Yep.
It
is a good side of the fence to be on because you see all the beers. So you don't, unlike the judges, you're told what you have to drink. On the steward's side, you can have a little sip here and there.
Yep.
Of what you want to try rather than
absolutely. But both sides of that divide, they said, we just love coming together with our peers from the industry.
Yeah.
Again, going to those operators that sort of work by themselves in small breweries day in, day out. They say, look, I'm prepared to arrange my entire business, what I'm brewing, when I'm brewing it, so that, you know, I'm not required.
Yeah.
No one's required for these 3 days.
Yep.
And I can come here and do this. And I'll go home and I'll clean the tanks out and start again. I thought that's quite remarkable. You know, they value that collaboration so much.
Yeah, it is really good just to catch up with people you haven't seen in ages and chat about different things that you've heard from them. It's not just a beer judging thing. Well, I'm speaking for myself and not everyone else, but I'm pretty sure everyone else enjoys that social thing at the end as well, just being able to learn from other people. Yeah. And to meet people, you just put a face to a name sometimes too. Is really cool. The stewarding side, we couldn't get Joss on, unfortunately, but the stewarding side, how do you plan logistically for, you know, what sort of equipment you're going to need? Because how many glasses do you need? You need whole sorts of glassware, because there's 8 tables, 9 tables of judges of 5 tables each, and we each get 5. Yeah. Like that mathematics quickly ramps up. Are you constantly stock taking what you have and rebuying?
Because
you would use those across your wines and other stuff, wouldn't you?
Well, to give you an example, for both wine and beer, we were at the point where the glass washing wasn't keeping up. So we went from 1 glass washing machine to 2 this year.
Yep.
Just removes that bottleneck. So it's a bit like that. It's a bit like you see in 1 year where the pressure points are and you do your best to
alleviate it.
I imagine that's a bit like what happens in breweries.
That's pretty much, what's the problem? How do we fix it? Right, let's move forward. And any event, really, isn't it? When you on the beer side, like when you were stewarding, did you walk around and taste any beers?
I didn't, but the stewards did, I was very happy though to go and have a look at the gold medal winners at that awards presentation day. That was for my efforts, such as they were. That was a great reward.
Speaking of the awards, the award show was really excellent. Is that a really good culmination, like when you see that many people that passionate about their beers and coming along and to support their peers as well, because it's always great when you see your mates getting up there and winning. Like I was standing next to Phil and Dan from Heike when they won their first trophy, and then they got another one. Phil hasn't shut up about them. Every time you go and chat to him, he's is that like, because you don't get to get up and get a reward.
Like we don't worry about that.
You get a nice
it's okay. I got a beer. I told
that's
you that.
Right. Yeah.
No.
But what sort of after that's done? Like, do you just go back to a normal day, or are you still a bit high on some adrenaline? Or
it's a bit like that. So RNA councillors, it's a volunteer position, honorary position, and so I go back to my day job, which is as a lawyer.
Yep.
And try to catch up on the week that it's been where I've been in another world almost. But the awards, going back to the awards, they're terrifically well supported by exhibitors, by the judges coming back for another day to mingle with the exhibitors and celebrate the achievements that have come through the show. That's one of the reasons why we do it, because that is so well supported by the industry. It makes it feel worthwhile, and we'll continue. Like, we'll take all the advice in the world from anyone who wants to offer it to us as to how we can continue to improve that. The advisory group's got some thoughts on how we can make it bigger and better for next year.
Is there a dinner in there?
We'd be silly if we didn't consider it, wouldn't we?
I should also
comment on Phil too, because having spoken about how these awards were re-enlivened in 2019, at that stage Phil worked here at the RNA.
Yep.
Phil Sharp. And he was pretty instrumental in that. I should have acknowledged that. So he's rightfully chuffed.
Full circle, isn't it?
If you could call it that.
It's taken him 5 years, but
he's back here picking up awards for his efforts.
It was great. It was great to see him get up and do that. And I think he will never forget winning those trophies. And now I reckon it's just going to be an ongoing challenge for him, just to keep going and winning more here, winning everywhere as much as they can. Yeah. So when the awards close up, so you said the advisory committee, you've already met already. How many times a year do you meet to get the next award? So for 2025, is it already in planning, or you just sort of have a calendar now and you go, 6 months out, we need to spend a day doing this?
Yeah, sort of. Throughout that, we're again conscious of that advisor, the value of their time. So a lot of it will be done offline, you know, amongst them. They'll exchange ideas and emails and whatnot, and then as a group, we'll meet a handful of times between each show.
Yep. Yeah, that's cool. What other awards are as exciting as beer? Like, do the industries come together as much as beer, or is beer pretty unique in that we're all sort of mates and we all know each other and we all sort of chat and catch up?
Beer shines in that regard. You know, I think it is it's a bit of a standout in terms of how collaborative and how much of the Queensland industry gets behind these awards.
Yep.
It's part of the design of it. You know, if it's industry led, then the industry should support it.
Yeah.
Logically, we try that, of course, with every other competition and those that I help look after. For example, wine, much the same.
Yep.
I suppose relatively, though, the Queensland wine industry would represent a smaller proportion of the entrance in our wine show than the Queensland beer industry does the entrance in the beer show.
Because the wine is more reliant on that agricultural location than beer just using the agricultural products.
Precisely.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a couple of wine regions here in Queensland, and they both do a great job with what they produce, but it's just a very small percentage of Australia's production. So the wine show naturally relies on a lot of interstate entries to have the scale. And that then has flow-on consequences in terms of how many exhibitors make it to the show.
Yep.
Beer, a lot of them.
Yes.
Wine, it's a bit harder.
Yeah, yeah. You were talking about international entrance for the wine. How do you attract more interstate entrance for beer? Because you've got there's a shipping partner that you use, isn't it, that gets some entries here?
Yeah, and we think that's pretty important and probably one where we need to lean and make sure we've got those logistics partners in as many states as possible, sort of with the idea that get them to the depot and the logistics partner will handle the rest in terms of getting the beer here, but also getting the message out, I think, that we are a national competition. I know the Queensland producers would like to put their beers up against more interstate beers, so we're working on that too.
Yeah, that's awesome. And what is, like, how far out do you project, like, awards details? Like, is it just year on year, or have you got, like, plans to go, oh, yeah, come 2027, we'd like to implement this sort of program, or...?
Yeah, so as a broad umbrella, the Royal Queensland Awards, the Beer Awards sit under, and the Wine Awards sit under, and the Branded Beef and Lamb that we do here, that's sort of got a multi-year strategy, sort of five-plus-year strategy. And that's what we've been doing, for instance, this year in adding the distilled spirits competition and also an aquaculture competition that we judge the week after beer. The thought there is the bigger, the better known that brand is, the better we can help exhibitors sort of boast about and communicate with consumers about, or even trade, you know, anyone who buys their beer, about their results.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a recognised brand out there across a series of food and beverage products, then we hope that fulfils our charter to do the right thing by the exhibitors.
Yep.
Help them promote what they're doing.
Yeah. Now, the RNA is also very famous for hosting the ECCA. That's in August. Is that where any exhibits are actually shown, like beer exhibits?
So there's a good connection between our beer awards and Craft Beer Alley in the Woolworths Pavilion here during ECCA. Again, we're sort of focused on sort of building the representation of the Royal Queensland Award food and beverage competitions in that pavilion. You know, as 400,000+ visitors come through the gates for Ekka.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good.
It's a busy 10 days.
but perhaps even more relevantly, getting winning beers on the compendiums here for our events business. As you saw when we came in, this venue is used year round for events.
Yep.
And we take the results and the food and beverage team here pulls from those, in this case beer, but also wines and other produce that gets featured on that compendium year in, year out. We partner with organisations like the Star Entertainment Group, with particular awards that means winning beers end up on their lists.
Yep.
All what we're trying to do to make sure that we deliver as much value to exhibitors for entering.
Yeah, yeah. Is there much going on in the space of beer that you see that's being filtered down, like the beer awards, and you go, oh yeah, that's cool, we should do that on some of our other awards?
There is, particularly sort of, that excitement around the community support that we get with beer.
Yep.
I talk a lot about that with the wine committee. We talk a lot about that with the aquaculture guys.
Yep.
And sort of hold the beer community up as a gold standard.
Yeah.
In terms of the support.
Oh, that's cool to know.
Yeah.
All right, Harry. Well, mate, thanks heaps for sitting down and chatting with me today. I actually didn't realise how much went on in the background and how much beer is important to the R&A. Like, I know it is, but yeah, it's a lot more understanding has gone into it and to running a competition and why to get involved. Like, yeah, as a business, we always enter, but it's always good to see more people enter because, as you said, that competition, putting yourself up against other people and finding out how your beers go is excellent.
Yeah. No, look, thanks very much for the opportunity to talk about what we do at the R&A and the Royal Queensland Awards. And thanks particularly for the effort that you put into it as a steward for a number of years and most recently as a judge.
Yeah, I'm still wearing my shirt.
Well done. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.